Voters from different political parties chatted and laughed as they stood in long winding queues that started forming as early as 7 o'clock in the morning in a bid to have a say in the country's governance through their vote. 29-year-old Xolelo Besu, who voted at Hope Church in Auckland Park, Johannesburg, made it clear she wants the ruling African National Congress to remain in control of the country's municipalities.
I woke up at like 6 o'clock in the morning, so I am excited. I want to say tomorrow that is my leader because I put them there, not because the country put him there.
But others like Falcon Frederick, who voted at Mel Park Primary School in Johannesburg, was also clear that he wants the ANC out and the Democratic Alliance in control of the nation.
I'm very excited. I hope my vote counts. I want to see the ruling party out. I want everything to change.
And the country's Independent Electoral Commission, or IEC, says the fact that party supporters voted freely and could easily express themselves afterwards is an indication that the elections were free. Glenn Mashinini, chairperson of the IEC, says this is the way elections should be conducted in the country.
Many voting stations reported strong turnout from early in the day, with many voters already waiting to vote before 7 a.m., our opening time.
There were, however, a number of problems encountered. These included angry voters, preventing election officials from conducting elections in some places, some stations failing to open on time, ballot boxes arriving late, and some employers not allowing their employees to vote. Most Zimbabweans have commended South Africa for a peaceful election. One of them, Lizwe Mapena, had this advice to those Zimbabweans who have given up to vote.
This is the day to claim what you need. So if you sit down and then at the end you say, no, I can't do that because they can't hear, your voice is to vote.
And many say Zimbabwe should learn from South Africa so as to conduct free and fair elections in 2018. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Hlapo.